One of Colorado's biggest wildlife attractions is not native to the state. Moose were brought to northern Colorado in the late 1970s, and in the past several years, more and more of the large mammals are showing up in the Aspen area, sometimes right in town. As Aspen Journalism's Elizabeth Stewart Severy reports, wildlife officials are working to understand just how many moose are in the state and how to manage them.
The North Star Nature Preserve is an idyllic spot for wildlife, particularly because a large part of the preserve is closed to humans. Curtis Tesh is a wildlife manager for Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and he says moose are thriving in North Star.
So they're going to browse on the willows, they're going to hang out in the aspens, and then come down into the meadow and graze down here. Obviously, water from the creek. And the biggest thing is the undisturbed area. They don't have a lot of interactions with humans, which makes it the perfect spot for them.
But the river is a popular spot for people, too, and paddleboarders are increasingly running into moose, sometimes reporting as many as 5 at one time. Aspen local Rob Fabricini paddles 5 or 6 days a week in the summer, and he's getting used to sharing the river with moose.
I've had them cross the river right in front of me. I've had a mom with 2 newborn babies right on the side of the river.
Fabricini says he's come within 5 or 6 feet of moose, a little too close for comfort.
When they look at you and their ears go back and the hair goes up, and I've had that happen to me, that's when you got to pay attention. A couple times I've turned around early just to avoid them.
Hikers, mountain bikers, hunters, and even backcountry skiers are all reporting more moose in more areas around Aspen. The big animals aren't scared off by people. If you're in a moose's path, experts say you better move quickly. Tesh has seen encounters between moose and people turn dangerous. Last winter, per state policy, he had to kill a moose after it charged and leveled a hiker on Independence Pass. These types of encounters are new to the Roaring Fork Valley. Historical records show that Colorado probably never had self-sustaining moose herds. Colorado's Division of Wildlife, which is now CPW, began bringing moose to northern Colorado in the late 1970s. The state has translocated moose to 5 different locations since then. The moose in the Aspen area probably wandered here from Grand Mesa, where they were introduced nearly 15 years ago. Tesh says there are now moose in just about every drainage in the upper Roaring Fork Valley, but it's not clear how many.
I can't say what the numbers are.
It turns out no one really can. Wildlife officials estimate there are about 3,200 moose in the state, but Brad Petch, a senior biologist at CPW, says moose are notoriously difficult to count by traditional aerial methods. They don't gather in large herds, and they often hang out in dense evergreen forests, so you can't see them from above. Still, Petch says officials are certain that Colorado's moose herds are growing quickly.
The Grand Mesa particularly has been a tremendously productive moose population.
This is in part because Colorado's moose are pioneers, moving into unused habitat. And as Petch puts it,
we don't have the full suite of predators that are present up north.
That is, there are no wolf populations in Colorado. So there are 2 factors that can keep rampant population growth in check: the quality of habitat, especially as more moose settle and breed in more places, and hunting. Petch says there's been a recent change in the state's philosophy about how to manage moose.
For many years, you know, a principal value was the opportunity to see moose in the wild and very limited sport hunting. That's really shifted in the last 3 or 4 years in almost every moose population in this region.
Now, he says, hunting is a primary management tool. So as conflicts in mountain towns and run-ins on trails rise, so do the numbers of hunting licenses. There were more than 500 licenses available to shoot a moose this year, about double the number from 5 years ago. That upward trend is likely to continue. And Tesh says we'll probably see more local hunting soon.
We are seeing that increase in the population, so we are discussing putting out more licenses in this valley to help manage the population.
Right now, 1 hunter each year gets the chance to shoot a bull moose in the Roaring Fork Valley, and no one can hunt moose in areas on the north side of Highway 82. But as more moose become comfortable in their new homes, they'll also find more hunters waiting for the chance to mount them on the walls of their homes. Elizabeth Stewart Severy, Aspen Journalism.